up Nun Gimel, but we're going to start over again at the beginning of the Perek, just to allow Sabra Josh to give us. In order to get a city pregnant, at least that's the way we have it spelled over here, and that's actually what it means, according to this law. What we want to do is make the city all around, jutting out to match any one place that will stick out in one direction. So what we do is we measure in a case where you have, for instance, a city that's constructed of individual homes in which a bayit is nifnas or a bayit is yotzei. So some homes stick out further than others. Or you can have a city that's walled and has a pogum nifnas or pogum yotzei. It has these little towers that sometimes go in and out for defensive purposes. Or for that matter, even things that are not clearly part of the city. Let's say you do diot. Let's say you have runes that are still 10 tefachim high that are left over in the area. Or you have even Yisharim or Nifashot, you have the bridges. Or you may have a cemetery that has like a little ohel where people like to come and visit the mate. And in those cases where it has a bait diras, you have somebody in charge of taking the tolls or of being shomer kfarim. In all such cases, even though these aren't really homes, what we do is we stretch a line, that is the now the way in which we measure the end of the city. And now the city becomes a square or rectangle, stretched along at the furthest point in any one of the four directions. Kedeshe niskar et hazavid. We then make the city after doing that. That is after Motzin Amidaki Negdan, which is step one, which everything is flat, straight. We now stretch out the entire thing and make it into a square. So what we do not attempt to do is build a circle around the city, let's say, from its midpoint or from its furthest point. But what we do is we make it a square so that we open it up like a box, 2,000 amot in every direction. And of course, it's always square, but now the tchum becomes an extended square. Then we fill in the corners so that we have a square now that it would extend on its further edge, of course, 2,800 amot, because it would go all the way to the edge. From the edge of the city. So it would be the square root of 2 times 2,000. When we always approximate the square root of 2 to 1.4. Now the question is how we read the words in the Mishnah. Is it ma'abrim? It's a strange way of saying to get a city pregnant in order to fill it in. Or do we read that me'abrim with an olive, which would mean to extend the evarim, in other words, have additional pieces that are now even. So actually Rav and Shmuel would read this Mishnah differently. Well, we don't know who said what. We're going to go through a lot of cases now where Rav and Shmuel argued in issues of language, meaning, and we're not quite sure who said what. But Rav and Shmuel, chatani me'abrim, v'chatani me'abrim. So the, one of them used to use the language that we have over here, which means to get the city pregnant. The other one would be to extend in pieces the city. Man v'tani me'abrim, and the meaning would be aver, aver, to add additional pieces, so that all the avarim, all the extensions were equivalent. Manitani me'abrim, the one who uses pregnancy as a metaphor, is the isha ubra, as a woman fills out in pregnancy so that all of the, what was previously in and outs, now all become the same. Ma'arata machpelah, since we just talked about buying it yesterday, we might as well figure out what we bought. Rav Shmuel Kadamar Shnei Batim Zelifni Mize. It's called machpelah. Well, we'll see exactly how the lashon machpelah, but Rav Shmuel said it was made with two separate rooms, one room outside, one room inside. The other one says that the meaning of the Ma'ara was that it had two levels. Now, if you say, if it's one on top of the other, you can call it double. It's because it doubles itself, but being on two layers. Strange language to call a two-roomed house a doubled house. I mean, double, you could say, with the entire thing. Replicates itself. In one room and another room, that's not called doubled. Why would you call it doubled? Shekfula bezugot. Because everyone that was buried there was a double. In other words, it was always ish v'ishto. And Adam v'chava, Avraham v'sara, and so on, as we'll see. Mamre kiryat arba, Amre v'yitzhak, the reason that it's called arba is a reference to the arba zugot. The arba zugot being Adam v'chava, Avraham v'sara, Yitzchak Rivka, Yaakov Le'ah, and that explains the lashon of Machpelah. Vayi bimei Amra fell. Rav Shmuel once says, actually, both agree it's the same person. The question is his primary name Nimrod? And he's called Amra fell in that story of the war. Lama nikru shmo Amra fell. She'amar v'ipil Avraham avinu b'toch kifshan ha'eish. because he was the guy that commanded, so he was the arch enemy now, the antagonist of Avram Avinu. And Al-Shem Avram Avinu is called Amraphel. V'chadomer, the other man, the Omer, said, no, actually his primary name, his given name was Amraphel. He was called Nimrod because he imrided kol olam kol olav v'malchuto. This is a euphemism, in that he turned everyone against HaKadosh Baruch Hu by building the tower and by attempting to take control over the environment and over development. And of course, you'll notice that the two words, Amraphel and Nimrod, are actually the same word. One has Hebrew Aramaic, one has Aramaic Hebrew. Nam Rei means Omar Pal. Omar Pal means Nam Rei. So Nimrod and Amraphel are the same guy. Vayakom Melech Hadash al Mitzrayim, Machlokes. Rav Shmuel Chanomer Hadash Mamash, this new king was actually a new king. Paro, of course, one of the members of the dynasty, but nonetheless was a completely different individual. Chanomer, the other man, the Omar, says, no, it wasn't really different. We call him a new king because in terms of his kingship, he was different. Shnitchatshu Gezerotav. He had took a completely different tact. And so for all intents and purposes, since he's politically different, he's different. It's like Sharon Kadima or Sharon Likud. You know, what are you going to call it? It's the same guy. He may have the same protoplasm. You know. So,
why are there being all these stories
there? Because they're all Rav Shmuel Chad Omer about understanding the meaning of a word. So why would we think that he's not literally new? So first mind you, Chadash Mamash. I mean, he said, look, I mean, to say Chadash, right? Kol Melech Chadash, pick Torah and its word. The other mind you, says, can't mean literally Chadash. Must mean Shnit Chashug Zerotav, Melochti Vayomod Vayim Loch. Whenever we have the story of a Malchut, we have a description of the death of the previous Melech and then the Melucha of the new king. Because we don't normally have a situation in which, we pointed out before, you know, new paradigms never really take over. Just the old generation dies. So if you want to have a new king, you've got to talk about the death of the old. So therefore, since it doesn't say that, it must mean that he's actually the same old guy. And how do we explain the fact that the Torah says, Asher lo yadat Yosef? I mean, how could he not have known Yosef? He was the same guy. No, my Asher lo yadat Yosef. David dummy. Commander lo yadat Yosef klal. His behavior was such that it was as if he had never heard of Yosef. In other words, he turned his back on everything that he had done and had related to before, also similar to our example. Amrav Yochan, Yudchet Yamim, Gadat Yitzar Rav Hoshaya Beribi. There were 18 days that I spent in intense learning with Rabbi Hoshaya's yeshiva. And all those 18 days, the only thing I get out of it was one thing. And that is, he said, Ketzed me'abrim et ha'arim ba'alev. Read this Mishnah with an olive. What? Ah, come on. Amar v'yochran, shemesrei talmidim, ayolol rabo shaya baribi. He reports on this tiyul that he made in the 18 days, yutchet yamim gadalti b'nayim. There were 12 great students of Rabo Shaya. I spent 18 days among them. V'lamadati leiv kol echad v'yechad, v'chochmat kol echad v'yechad. I learned to distinguish between them. I recognized each one's particular genius and each one's particular grasp. So, I mean, obviously, he must have learned a lot. No. Leiv kol echad v'yechad, chochmas kol echad v'yechad, yeah. I mean, that's all, you know, if he wants to write a sociological study. But Gemara, lo gamer, he didn't learn anything. I mean, spending so much time writing his thesis, he ended up not learning anything. Or it could be, no. Actually, it means leiv kol echad v'yechad. I mean, chokhmas kol echad v'yechad means that he came to understand them because they taught him. But from them, he learned a lot. What he said was, I didn't learn anything from the Rosh Yeshiva. Couldn't even get close. So, minay bididhu, from them, gamar, he learned a lot. But minay diday, from Rav Hoshaya himself, says, lo lamadti mimenu, I didn't learn from him. V'baydeim, or it could be he learned tons from Rav Hoshaya as well. All he's saying is Mishnatenu Gamar, Navarachan Mishnatenu. It was in the Girsaot of the Mishnah. I didn't get anything new. This was the only thing new that I got. But I certainly got a tremendous amount of learning done about other issues. Not about Mishnayot, maybe about Braithot, maybe about Gemoras, maybe about Svarim, whatever. But not in the Mishnah. Further, by the way, Joseph points out that clearly this was not the only time that he had learned by Rav Hoshaya, because we find Rav Yochanan quoting questions that he had asked Rav Hoshaya and Rav Hoshaya's answers. So in other words, he couldn't possibly have said in his lifetime. He said in that 18-day intense study period that I spent at his yeshiva, sometimes you could put a lot of intense work in, but you can't really come out with something short-term. but over the course of his life, there were other things that he had done. V'amar Rav Yochanan, furthermore, said Rav Yochanan, k'shayinu lomdim Torah etzel Rav Hoshaya. Ayinu yoshvim arba'a, arba'a ba'ama. We used to fit four people in one square hana. That's how crowded the classroom was. Rebbe says, that's nothing. K'shayinu lomdim Torah etzel Rav Elazar ben Shammua. Ayinu yoshvim shisha shisha ba'ama. We used to sit like six guys in the space of one square hana. And I mean, you thought Singapore was something. Let me tell you, this is amazing. And the Mefarshim say this is Ayat Beinais. It's a case of Mu'ad Marzik HaMurubah.
It doesn't mean 6 by 6.
V'yom Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yoshaya Baribi Bedoro, Ki Rabbi Meir Bedoro. Let me tell you, you know how they say about Rabbi Meir, nobody understood a word he was saying? Same thing about Rabbi Yoshaya. I mean, in his generation, he was so far ahead of everybody, they literally couldn't figure him out. So Ma Rabbi Meir Bedoro, we had earlier. Lo yachlu tabi rav la amod al sof dato. We're so beyond them that we couldn't paskin like him because we couldn't understand him. So therefore, that's exactly what it's like with Rabbi Hoshaya. Lo yachlu tabi rav la amod al sof dato. They never really understood the full range of his thinking. V'yomer Rabbi Yochanan, which brings me to recall that liban shel rishonim kipitcho shel olam, the openness of the earlier generations was like the openness of the ulam to the Beit HaMikdash, which was double the height of the actual entrance and double the width as we started off this Masechta. That's what we began with. V'shalach ronim, but the later generations have gone downhill and they're only kit pitcho shel heichal. You know, you can't get as much in there. And as far as we're concerned, it's hopeless. I mean, we're about the opening of a knitting needle. You know, if you could put the thread through, that's about how big our openness is to new ideas. V'anu kemolei nekev machat sitkit. Rishonim referring to, it's interesting because Rashi, instead of the normal sitkit, which is knitting, Rashi says sitkit is repairs, apparently, the Russian of sedek, which is a little tiny sewing, you know, even
worse. Why does the Rav translate levant instead of hearts, our hearts? Why not? What's wrong with the literal translation?
What is the literal translation beside heart?
I thought the Rav would say openness as opposed to.
It's a tanya, pitcha. How open is your heart? Rabbi Akiva is what I'm referring to, perhaps, for some say, with Rabbi Yochanan's Rishonim. Achronim refers to the generation of Rabbi Elazar ben Shammua, whereas others say, no, he's Rabbi Elazar ben Shammua is to Rabbi Yochanan, a reference over here is to Rishonim. He wasn't even talking about it. Rabbi Akiva is like out of the running over here so far, in order of magnitude beyond. Rabbi Oshia Baribi is who he's referring to as the Achronim, which are people he was exposed to. And himself and his generation, Kabbalah Nekev Machat Sitki. Omer Abaye, Anan Kisichta Beguda, the Gemara, when it comes to us, I'll tell you, we're about, you know, when you try to get a peg into a hole that doesn't really fit, you know, you just keep banging it and banging it, you can manage to fit it in. Well, actually, a round peg in a square hole is exactly what this mission is about, so it's a good metaphor. So that's about how we are. You try to knock something into our brains, well, you better get a big hammer. And Abaya says, and Rava says, "Vananki etzba'ata bekira l'sforam." That's as far as getting in a new idea. If you want to talk about thinking, you know, how good we are at thinking. Well, you can take a completely solid block of wax, you know, and put your head, stick your finger in, push harder. That's about how we think. Bad news. Om Ravashi, yeah, but there's something we're great at. Stick your finger into an open cistern. It's easy, isn't it? That's how easy we forget. Ananki etzbata babira when it comes to shikha, for forgetting things. So we're definitely going up in one area. Amar Avir Amarav. I'll tell you, B'nai Yehuda, shikbidu al shonan. The B'nai Yehuda that used to be very careful about how they used language. It kamat toratam biyadam. They ended up retaining their Torah. But B'nai Galil, shikbidu al shonan. B'nai Galil were never careful about language. They didn't pronounce things properly. They didn't care about how it was said. They had no really interest in the interrelationship of words and ideas. Lonit kaimataratam. What? Lonit kaimataratam biadam. What do you mean cared? I mean, is it a function of care? I mean, the extent of your care is not necessarily going to be reflected in how you're going to remember your learning. No, the point is, B'nai Yehuda, the Dayakei Lishna, it's because of that care that B'nai Yehuda used to be very makpid to get something in precisely the way in which it had originally been said, and they would make a quote a quote. When you make a quote, then you remember it. When you make the quote an idea, you don't remember it. When you make a quote, they were able to review, and they would make really cute simanim, because that way you'd always, it's like people quoting Shakespeare, when they would say over the idea. You quote Shakespeare, then you can argue about what it means, but when you start talking about whether you've got a concept, and in the end it just sort of becomes vague, you forget about it. So they were daika lishnu mat nechilu simana, they were able to make a siman of the lashon, nitkai mataratan bin yadam, but Bnei Galil didn't care about the lashon anyway. So all they had was a concept. They ended up not remembering anything either. Yes, we'll see. It does definitely. Bnei Yehuda. I mean, this is part of the. We know, as the Rambam says, that part of the degeneration in the Galut is the degeneration of language. I mean, that's in the pasuk Ilgate, that the children that came back from Babel just couldn't talk properly. It was one of the reasons that they needed to create the Shmoneh Esrei, because people. People couldn't have the words to define the concept. So what you have nowadays, you have basically people that learn that they can't speak. Since they can't speak, they can't articulate what they mean because they can't figure it out. They don't have the correct icons for the ideas that they're trying to express. So all they do is they grunt. You get a tremendous amount of grunting. Or in the radio, you turn on, you know, listen to the news. So we're at the stage of Ilgin, which at least is the final collapse. You know, at least we know we're at the end of the process, complete regeneration. So, time for regeneration.
Every generation.
Every generation. We'll see more about this later. Bnei Yehuda that were gamru michad rabba nitkaima toratan biyadam. Furthermore, Bnei Yehuda were makbid to get things according to one particular girsa. So it would learn by one person, would get all the girsa out correct. Bnei Galil were only interested in concepts, didn't care about it. Okay, you learn by somebody else. But he talks about the same thing. He does, but in different words. And since it's in different words, it's no longer the girsa out, no longer clear to you. You know, same thing if somebody tries to learn in the art school Gemara, and he takes the Vorsatfus, and he takes the Steinsaltz, and everyone is with a different page. You know, you never have the associations. So there was not his kind of. Ravino Amar, Bnei Yehuda de Golu Mesechta, Nitkaima Toratan Biyadam. Bnei Yehuda, they would uncover the Mesechta either in terms of teaching to others, and that forced them to understand it properly. Or the Galo Mesechta means they would be medayek throughout each detail to try to get things spread out clearly, and that's Golui. Mashain came, Bnei Galil Golu Mesechta, they didn't really sit there trying to work everything out. Lo Nitkaima Toratan Biyadam. David, Goli Mesechta. Shaul, Lo Goli Mesechta. Now we get to the real difference between the Galil and Yehuda. Of course, it ends up being an expression. We'll see. For Rabbi Yossi Galili, he gets really beaten up here. And so David, who was Goli Mesechta from Bnei Yehuda, so we'll see that he was Matzliach. Shaul was not Goli Mesechta, so he was from the Chelek of Eretz Yisrael that belongs to Bnei Rachel. So he was Lo Goli Mesechta and ended up being Marshia. David Goli Mesechta, Yer Echa, Yer Uni V'Yismachu. Those who fear you will see me and will be glad in my achievements. Whereas Shaul, the Lo Goli Mesechta, Ktibei V'Kol Asher Yifnei Yarshia. He goes bad. So he was not, I mean, he wasn't capable of being Mora Kehalacha because he hadn't been Goli Mesechta. The Omer Rabbi Yochanan, once we're on the topic of Shaul, that's true. The Omer Rabbi Yochanan, the Nain Shimachalo, Akadosh Baruch Hu El Oto Avon, although Zeh is pretty vague. How do we know that Akadosh Baruch Hu was Mochel and ultimately for the destruction of Novi Rakoanim? Shneemar, because when Shmuel came up to tell him of the looming catastrophe, so the way that he put it is Machar Atah Uvanecha Imi. Imi doesn't mean simply dead; you'll be dead. It means Imi b'mechitzati. You will be together with me in Olam Haba, which means HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to treat Shaul as a zakai. Omer Rabbi Abba says, Rabbi Abba, I don't know who today is considered to be Bnei Yehuda. But if anybody is around here who knows how to get an answer out of these mythical people, then could you please find out whether ma'abrim tnan or ma'abrim, how do we read the Mishnah? With an olive or with an ayin? And there's another Mishnah that drives me crazy, which we had in Bechorot, which is, how do you say a rump in Hebrew? Akuzo or akuzo? Is it an aleph or an ayin?
Say
a rump.
As in the...
Is it tophus?
Yeah, that's the B'nai Galil. It's fine. We just want to know where you are. So the story over there is, we know that it's a mum. An animal with one testicle has a mum. So it says in the Mishnah, in order, you can't just shecht an animal like that, though. You assume that it's a mum galui, because you've got to attempt to get the other testicle to descend, if it's there. So you squeeze al akuzo, and it sides, and so on, to see if you can put on enough pressure. If you still don't get a testicle, then you have a mum. So how do we pronounce that? Akuz or akuz? Anyway, interesting. Yade, there were people who actually knew these people. Of course, they're not going to say where they're hiding. Shailinu, and they asked them, and they said, the typical Jewish answer, they said, it's a machlokas. Ika detan, actually both were correct, in other words. Ika detani me'abrim, the ika detani me'abrim. Both are possible. Ika detani akuzo, and ika detani akuzo. Check the message here, maybe somebody wants to come to the shul. So that both Lashonos are correct in these cases. What do we mean by B'nai Yehuda D'Daike Lishon? Can you give us some example? Well, yeah, okay. There's Ahu Bar Yehuda D'Yomelu Talit Yeshli Limkor. There was a guy who was trying to sell a baguette. Omrule, so they said to him, Magavon Talitcha. What color is your talit? Omarlu, and he said, Kitradina Le'adamat. It would be taking beet leaves against the ground. And that particular green, he didn't just say green, he talked about a particular green, that's the color. B'nai Galil, the low dike lishon. And how about B'nai Galil that they're the Galil that they don't care about how they talk? Give us an example of that. Mayi. And it was a guy from the Galil that because of Amar Laman. Now, Amar Laman, the way he pronounced that olive was extremely unclear. Nobody could figure out what he was saying. And he's running around asking, anybody got a mom? Amar Galil, idiot. Are you talking about a chamar? You want to rent a car? You talk about chamar? You talk about a drink? You talk about amar? You talk about buying some wool to wear? You talk about imer in order to shech, to sheep? What are you talking about? So that's certainly low diet lishnik. Ahi itata, there was this woman from the Galil, the boy la meimer la chaverta, she was trying to tell her neighbor, Tai do ochlich chalbach, come to my house and I've got a nice milchaga meal prepared for you. So she says to her, Shluchati, Tuchlich Lavi, which is a curse. So she's trying to say Shluvati, which is my neighbor. To Achlach Chalva. But instead of saying that, she just mushes everything together. So it's Tuchlich, which means you should be eaten by Lavi, a lion. So my throwaway, she says to her, may a lion eat. Which is a great invitation to breakfast. Another famous case of a woman who walks into court and she says, but she obviously has her case well prepared. So she says, Mari Khiri means my master, my servant. And she was really somebody at all, she was supposed to say Mari Khiri, which is my master, the Dayan, basically, the nobleman. So then she says, Tapla, instead of saying Tabla, which is a table or tabletop, she says, Tapla, Havitli. And instead she says, I have a tafla, which is a beam, which is nice for hanging on. But anyway, she says, uganvuch min. Now ganvuch, but she was trying to say, ganvuha mimeni. Instead she said, you, Dayan, were stolen by a min, maybe. it doesn't even make any sense. V'kadu havit. Now kadu havit, doesn't mean kadu havit means, and now it is. Instead of v'chadein havit, and I'll describe it. So she says, and now it is. If we spread you out over it, which of course in context of being a korah means if we hang you from the roof, she says to the Dayan, Lomati kare ha'ara, your legs wouldn't touch the ground.
What did she mean?
She was trying to say how big her tabletop was that was stolen from her. So she's saying if you take the Dayan, spread him over the top of the table, that's how big the table, which itself is absolutely absurd. It was nonsense to walk like this. Anyway, but that's a bit angular for you.
A lawyer.
What's that?
A lawyer pays to have a lawyer decision.
I'm hot to the very Rebbe. Now, on the other hand, Rebbe's famous shivka, the maid in Rebbe's house, was very careful to speak in Lashon Meduyeket and actually in a poetic language all the time. Ki havik mishtai, but Lashon Chachama, she would help the Talmidim get straight.
And all these things.
Makateh. Mm-hmm. Yep. So we still have her words. The Geshem Masehudim comes from Hamta the Be'erevi. So, but anyway, when she would speak, when she wanted to speak Lashon Chachama, not everybody should understand exactly what she's saying, but you need to use your brain to figure out the language. So she would say, okay, Alat Nakbat Bekat. The Alat was the little ladle that you would use for taking out wine. So she would say, what would you call that, a ladle? Not a ladle, but it would be something used for serving liquid, like we have if you have in a punch bowl, you have that. You don't call that a ladle.
Right? Yeah,
a
ladle. Drink.
No. It's a fancy thing.
Silver
ladle. Anyway, but whatever it is, she says the ladle's banging against the sides. And therefore, Yadun Nishraya Lekinehon, let the little eagles go back to their little nests. Meaning she was sending the boys in Yeshiva back to learn. There's no more wine for you, children. The Karavi boy, the lead fun, when she wanted them to continue eating and felt it was a good idea, she would say, Ah, Yadi Batar Chavertamina, let's move on into, we'll remove the top of the next one down the line, the Titkefi Alat Bekat Kehil Fada Azlabiyama. And let that little ladle float like a boat going in the ocean, meaning there's going to be lots of wine coming, you should stay. Rabbi Yossi Bar Asai and Kavim Mishnei B'Lashon Chachama, when he wanted to say something and have the people figure out what he was saying, he said, Asurli Shor B'Mishpat B'Tur Miskin. Whoa, that's wild. So he said, make me an ox justly in a poor mountain. What he was actually saying is, I want some borscht with mustard, because a shor mishpat is a tor din, which are trad din, which are borscht.
He punned in Aramaic.
And a tor miskein is a har dal, which is hardal. So give me some trudding with hardal. You gotta admit it. Definitely a sense of humor.
It's
cute. They got Avishai Ushpiza. If he wanted to find out how a particular Ushpiza was doing, so he would say, Amar Hochi, Gavar Pum Dein Chai. Gavar Pum Dein Chai is Ushpiza. Because.
Oh,
okay. Right? Ish is a Gavar. Pum Dein is Pi Ze Chai is Ushpazina, right? That's how the Rabbi Yochanan learns. Ushpazina, no is chai, no Hashem of Mashal, the parable, no is chai, so that it's still raw. So he wants to know about the Ushpizin. Let us. You have to really have your head.
Pretty clever to know it.
Mazo tovayesh. So he was really actually talking about his wife. He think it was nice to particularly mention his wife openly, but the tova being referred to is the tova of a man and his woman. Rabbi Avu Kehava Mishtai B'Lashon Chachama Avi Amar Hachi Atrigu L'Pechomim. Turn those coals into etrogim. Let them to shine bright. Arkiu L'Zahavim. Spread out the gold, which means when they're burning bright, we're ready to barbecue. V'Asuli Shnei Magidei Balata. And make me two speakers in the dark, which of course are the kind of golden that announced the coming of the morning. So in other words, barbecue me two chickens. Imagine walking into a restaurant and ordering one of these.
Right, sorry.
Yeah, I bet there are some that you think might even understand.
Maybe. Ikeri Amri, V'yasuli Bahin, Shnei Magidei Ba'alata. Now, Suli, Asuli Bahin, use them to make me, is the language you mean. And there was another Maisen, Homile Rabbanu L'Rabbi Avu. And they wanted to figure out where Rabbi Eloi was, who hadn't shown up for shir. They said, Hatspinenu Heichan Rabbi Eloi Tzafun. Omar Lahen, so he said to them, oh, baby, Alatz b'na'ara aharonit aharonit iranayit v'inirato. He has been having quite a night with a na'ara who is a bat kohen, who's his latest wife, who is a live wire, and boy, she kept him up. So he ain't coming to shir today.
Does he say the Pasuk Aleph would be Ba'ashem?
Yeah. Well, the Gemara is about to say it, but you're not giving us time. Yeah. So Amri La Isha. Some say that it's a reference to a girl, just like it sounds like. Amri La Masechta. Some say that it's referring to a Masechta in Kutchim, which is an Aharonit. And boy, she is Iranit. This is a tough Masechta. And it's like the last, it's the way. He just finished one Masechta. He started another one, kept him up all night, so didn't get any sleep. Yeah. No, and the Gemara times it didn't. You see, both levels are interrelated levels to them. And whatever. How do you talk about a Masechta if it's not making love?
So is it Aramaic specifically that we have this issue of lashon?
No. We'll see. Amr Leila Rabbi Eloy. Hatspinenu Echon Rabbi Avu Tzafun. Now, yes, Rabbi Eloy, where is Rabbi Avu hiding? Amar Lahun, Amar Lahen, Nitya Etz Ben Machtir, Vihingiv Lamipi Boshet. Now, this means what he did was he went to the Nasi, who could now give him a smicha, turn him into a Dayan, and then he went to the south, where the Chachmei Darom are, in order to become now a Mipi Boshet, to learn from Mipi Boshet as a Lashon we saw back in Brachot, a name that we give to someone who is so smart that he brings Boshet to everybody else, so and so. So, okay, so in other words, he's on his way to Gedula. These are all Ramazim to the Pesukim. They're not, I mean, even the Heichan Safun is Sophia Alichas Beis. I mean, you know, when we're talking about Chachomim, we don't use Stam language, but each word is Mechulim.
Then you have to show up for a shiur.
Oh, yeah, they'll tell on you, absolutely. Omer of Yeshua ben Hanani, miyamaylo nitzchuni adam. Let me tell you something, I'm a smart guy. Nobody got the better of me in an argument, except for three occasions. Chutz miyishachat tinok v'tinoket. There was a woman, and then there was a little boy and a little girl. Boy, they killed me. Isha Mai, I'll tell you what happened. Once, Pamachat Nitarachti Tzalachsania Achat. I was staying in a particular inn. In a steli polin biyom rishon. She makes me like some nice split peas, you know. And I eat them up. Peloshi Artemiam Klum. I finished it the last drop. Absolutely delicious. And leave it from behind. Shnia, the second day, she did the same thing. Peloshi Artemiam Klum. She didn't leave anything. Shlishi, the third day, Dichatan ben Melach, was horrific. She made it so salty, it was inedible. So, give it your tamti. I took a little bit, poof, mashachti, adaimim, I didn't eat anything. So she comes out of the kitchen, and she says, oh, Rebbe, mipnei mayim chasoein, why aren't you eating today? I had an early breakfast. I'm really, really? It would have made more sense to forget about the breakfast of your bread, and you could have eaten this. This is much more delicious, isn't it? So Ayalakalim Shovyot Khamin Apat, Amali, let me ask you something. Excuse me, Rebbe. Shemaloy Nachta Peyabri Shoni, maybe you forgot to leave a little bit over from the first ones. That's supposed to be the tip to the people back in the kitchen. And you didn't leave anything over. Velokach Omru Chachamin, Ein Mishairin Peya Beilfis. You don't leave the Peya, meaning the tip, in the pot. Mishairin Peya Bekara. You leave it in the serving dish that they bring to the table.
This is a euphemism, right?
No, this is for real. She said, you want good food, you leave a tip on the first day. Yeah. On the second day, now you're going to leave a big tip, aren't you? Enjoy! Okay, that got me. And then another case was that the tinoket...
They would leave was to leave over some of the food.
Yeah, for the waiters. So if the cook knows she's going to be eating from the food, then she takes good care of the food.
Right.
Mashenkin, if I 2 days already, you didn't leave anything over. What do I care what your food tastes like? We had a little over salty today.
We did some study. 90% of all food returned to the kitchen. And
comes back again.
And spin it.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Anybody who eats in these places probably deserves what they eat. Tinoket Mayi, what's the story of the little girl? I was once walking on the road. So I see there's a shortcut across a field, and I want to get to the other side. So I'm walking on the shortcut through somebody's field. So a little girl says to me, Rebbe, excuse me, Lo Sadeh, is it? This looks to me like a private field. I mean, it's got this beautiful trail right through it. I mean, obviously it was meant for walking on. Lo Derek Fushayi, it's been trampled on. Amrali, sure enough. Least in Kamotchak, if you it's people like you. They're all robbers. They're the ones who made the trail in the first place. Keep enjoying. What am I going to say? Tinok, my, it was another mice of a little boy. in which Pam Achat Hayiti Malach Baderech, V'Ra'iti Tinok Yoshev Al Parshat Drachim. So there's this kid that's sitting at the intersection. Amarti lo, ki yitomri beiz adarech leilech leir. How do I get to the city? Amarli zok tzarava aruka, v'zo aruka v'ktzara. You take your choice. One road is short but long, and the other is long but short. And so, being as I guess I'm focused on instantaneous gratification, I went on the ktzara that was long. So, sure enough, I get to the city, except that I find myself in the middle of Ginot to Pardesim, that are difficult for me now to get through, it's all parkland. Chazarti l'achorai. So I go back to the intersection. Amarti lo b'ni, alo amarti li ktzara, amarli nu, alo amarti lo haruka. You should have paid attention. Now, shaktiva rosho, I kissed him and I said to him, Ashreichem Yisrael, shekulchem chachamim gdolim atem, migdolchem va'ad ktanchem.
How come the girl didn't get a kiss?
Maybe he thought it was inappropriate. Rabbi, anyway, she had really beaten him.
Rabbi
Yossi Aglili Habakaz Aburcha. Rabbi Yossi Aglili is walking along the road and made a big mistake because he met Bruria. Bruria doesn't give anybody any quarter. So he says to her, excuse me, Be'ez Derech Nelech L'Lud. How do we get to Lud? Amrala, she said to him, you Ludite Galili Shotet. You idiot, Galili. What's the matter with you? Sitting here blabbing away to a woman, can't control your mouth? You should have said, which to Lud? What's this? Which road could we use to get to Lud? Starting up with me, are you?
It's like modern
people,
they use that
a lot. Very concise. Be'ez Elulut?
Yeah.
That's because they can't talk. Bruri Ashkelelut Talmud, she once walked into the Beit Midrash and found a Talmud who was, he was chazering, but he wasn't making any noise. It was all concepts. But Shabbat, she gave him a good kick in the rear. Omrale, what's the matter with you, kid? Lo kach katuv arucha bakol ushmura. If your Torah is set up in every last piece of you, then it's shmura, then it's watched inside of you. Imaruka b'ramachei v'orin shalcham mishtameret. You got involved body and soul. Imlavei na mishtameret. You're sitting here thinking about your learning. Then you're not going to remember nothing. To be continued. So, Erevin isn't all bad, eh?